The first official tests of water flooding New Orleans revealed high concentrations of E. coli and other bacteria. There are reports of deaths from bacteria-borne illnesses among evacuees in other states. Back in the city of New Orleans, despite much discussion of what the new mandatory evacuation order may mean for residents who refuse to leave their homes, a police spokesman says rescuers are still devoting all their time to people who want to leave. Joining us now to tell us more about today's developments is Scott Gold, Houston Bureau Chief for the Los Angeles Times, who's covering the story in New Orleans. And it's very good of you to be with us today.
Thank you for having me.
They're not forcing anybody out as yet, right?
Not so far. They have continued to ratchet up the pressure over the last few days to try and make it clear to the stragglers or the residents of the city who have declined to leave thus far that they are quite serious, regardless of the shape of your house, regardless of the shape of your neighborhood, regardless of how much food or water you may have on hand, or regardless of your feelings about your ability to survive this and stay in town, that they are quite serious about the fact that everyone, or their contention, that everyone should leave.
The details issued today by the EPA about what's in the water, I guess, only confirmed what everybody knew from their noses already, but they say stay away from the water. How can you stay away from the water?
Well, you can't, and there are, as we speak, people wading around in it. There are we've seen people who have had to swim under the water in an attempt to rescue some of their supplies from their business that they're trying to retrieve so that they can try to take it elsewhere and sell it. There are people who are still living in the water, some people with 3-4 feet of water in their house who are declining to leave because they care about their house, because they want to protect their property, because they care about their pets. There are a variety of reasons that people are offering, and they're just declining to leave. So far, police have not gotten to the point where they are barging in and actually carrying people out of their homes. They say that while there are people remaining in the city who still want to be rescued, and there are people like that, they are taking people out every hour and every day and will continue to do so for the next few days. The police say that they would like to concentrate on those people. But once those people start to run out, they made it very clear this morning that they do intend to start barging into people's houses and carrying them out, regardless of where they live in the city.
Now, has there been much progress on pumping the water out of the city or draining it?
There has been some progress. There are a couple of small pumps that have started working, and water has gone down quite a bit. The city was once, I believe at the height of the flooding, the city was 90% underwater. There was at least some standing water in 90% of the city. That number is now down below 60%. What they want to do and need to do, however, is get to the pumping station on 6th Street that the mayor refers to as the Big Daddy, pump station number 6. And they have not been able to turn those pumps on. Once they do, there will be a noticeable effect, and the water will start to go down fairly rapidly. But they have not been able to access those pumps, and they've launched all sorts of ambitious programs to try and do so, including building a dam, which so far has not held, around that pumping station, and then bringing in other pumps to pump the water out of that dam just so they can get to the real pumps themselves.
So building a dam around the pumps and then pumping that out to get to the pumps to pump out the city.
You got it.
Scott Gold, good luck.
Thank you for your time.
Scott Gold is Houston Bureau Chief for the Los Angeles Times, and he joined us by phone from New Orleans. And, of course, later today on All Things Considered, more updates on the situation in New Orleans along the Gulf Coast as we continue to follow the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. I'm Neil Cohn, and this is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.